Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. SOS, SOS. This is Elder G. Bizarre. Coming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one is, and the one that is to come, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father, the Rose of Sharon, and the Lily of the Valley. I'm letting you know right now we are in the last days, end time, internet program, calling on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the great God Almighty in the flesh. He came in the flesh, died in the flesh, was resurrected with a glorified body by the power of his own power. Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about power. Nobody got self-existent power but God Almighty. He exists by himself. He had no beginning and he has no end. He always was, and he's almighty. And we are here to tell you that he's coming back again to get a church. Not my church, not your church, not the church down the street, not the church on the other side of the world, not on this side of the world, but the whole world. Those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will immediately rapture them up. And when he raptures them up, then the false Messiah shall come. And the world is looking for a leader. They're looking for some kind of supernatural leader that will straighten out the global crisis that we are facing. And guess what? He is here. He is here, and he's on his way. The Antichrist, Lucifer in the flesh. You hear what I said? I said Lucifer in the flesh. The devil in the flesh is coming. He is here. The man of sin is here, and he's going to rule the world. Rule the world under the power of demonic spirits and devils and demons. He's going to do it. And God is going to permit him to do it to give the world a decision who they're going to choose. Are they going to choose Satan or are they going to choose Jesus Christ? Every man has an opportunity. And I'm here to let you know now that church going is good, but church going is not going to get nobody to help. Nobody, no denomination, no status quo, no education, not the color of your skin, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can save the soul of the human race. And the man and the world today is looking for other Messiah. This is Elder Bizarre coming to you in love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I got brother Tim Jackson with me. Amen. Praise God. He's going to back up. Amen. The word of God, I'm going to back it up. And the word of God is going to back us up to let you know, man, this is not going to be a joyride. A lot of people think it's going to be a joyride, but this is not going to be a joyride. The tribulation period is not going to be a joy ride. You can take your picnic blanket, you can take your forks and spoons and set it on the ground, but it ain't going to be no joy ride when the Antichrist comes, because the world today is looking for a superhero. Amen. They won't receive Christ.
Right.
No, very few people are receiving Christ today as far on the local status quo and world status quo. The world is saying, we don't want Jesus. And since you don't want Jesus, God is going to permit Satan to bring his man on the scene. And the world is saying, yes, that's what we want. But I'm telling you, if you receive that mark of the beast on your forehead, on the back of your hand, your soul is doomed forever. But we have tonight to let you know that Jesus Christ is coming back again. Brother Jackson is going to come on in here. Amen. He's going to say a few words. He's going to give it back to me. We're going to have prayer, and we're going to talk about today. We're going to try to basically get a lot of people straight on this rapture thing. Amen. Some people say that it's going to be in the middle. Some people say it's going to be at the end of the seven-year tribulation. Some people say it ain't going to be at all. And then some people say the right eschatology that the Bible teaches. I'm talking about what the Bible teaches. It teaches a pre-rapture, a pre-catching away, a excommunication, a translation, a caught-up, that God is going to remove the redeemed from the earth, and they will not go through the seven-year tribulation. Amen, amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, Tim, go ahead, take a little bit of it, and you can hand it back over to me. We're going to have prayer, and we're going to get down to the word.
Amen, Doctor. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Welcome back. Welcome.
And amen. I'm grateful for my soul salvation. I'm grateful for my life, soul, health, and strength. All praises to the Most High God. Amen. Yahweh, we thank him for this life and this opportunity. We thank him for eternal life. We thank you for his son, Yahshua, for making the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice to redeem man back to him. Amen. It is a blessing to be here, brother. Thank you for having me on the line once again tonight. Amen. And so what we're going to be talking about tonight is the gathering together. Amen. Amen. What some call the rapture, the gathering together, being caught up, however way you want to say it. We are looking for our Lord and Savior. Amen. That is such a blessing,
brother.
It is so exciting to talk about it. And I'm so glad to hear the language that I'm beginning to notice. Amen, brother. And hopefully you're beginning to notice it also as well, that more and more people are talking about the return of Christ. Amen. So that joys my heart.
Right.
Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, amen, amen, is one with the believers. We are one with the Holy Spirit. We are one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit speaks, amen. We believe that the time is near, amen.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is what we are doing. We are shaking the saints that have just been asleep on the pew. We're waking them up and saying, hey, get ready, get ready. Our Savior
get
is
ready.
Getting to come back to get us. Amen. Get ready. I'm so excited to be a child of God, a believer myself. Amen. I'm excited
amen.
For you if you are listening and hearing this message, because right now you have the opportunity, not later, not tomorrow, not when you wake up in the morning. Amen. But you have the opportunity right now to receive our Lord and Savior. Amen. And let me share this with you. Let me go and share this with you right now.
Go ahead, brother. Go
I don't want to wait, brother. Amen. I don't want to wait. I want to go and share this with you right now. Romans, the 10th chapter.
Yeah.
Amen. Verses 9 and 10. Amen. I got to say this. Amen.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is what it's
yes, sir.
If you want to become saved, all you have to do, I've been preaching this for more than 21 years now, teaching, preaching, amen, sharing it with the lost, sharing it with the believers, amen. It's time that the church, those that are the saints, believers, those who are the ain'ts, which are the non-believers, to know the truth, amen. This is one of
yes,
the
sir.
Biggest secrets that Lucifer has been hiding, and he's implanted false teachers, which are the
yeah.
spirit of Antichrist, which want to remove the cross, which want to remove our Lord and Savior out of the way and say that you got to work your way into heaven.
Oh,
that's
Lord, no. Uh-uh.
Amen. That is not true.
Amen.
Salvation is free.
Free.
Amen. It's free.
Free.
How you going to work for something that's free? See, when he died on the cross, he died for my sins.
Yeah.
I don't pay for my sins. I can't pay for my sins. Amen.
Hopefully, amen.
You just taught that. You cannot pay for your sins. First
amen.
Of all,
amen.
You don't have enough. Amen. You ever been to the store, doctor? Amen. You count your change out in the cashier. Sweetie, you don't have enough. Amen.
You have enough.
But somebody comes up and say, you know what? I got you. Don't worry about it. Amen. He paid
amen, brother.
For my sins. Amen. That's
mm-hmm.
why he had to come down from heaven, and he had to come down, and he had to justify Tim's sin. That's why John said, amen. Let me go there real quick. I got a little time. Let me go there real quick. John said over in the book of St. John, the first chapter, verse 29, he said, this is what he said, the next day, John see Yahshua, Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
All
amen.
Right.
Christ is the one. It is, notice he didn't say, he took away the sin of the world, or you take it away the sin of the world. He said, Christ, our Lord and Savior, taketh away the sin of the world.
All you have to do, like I gave you the other week, is look up. Amen? Remember when Moses and God told the people who want to be rescued, they went to Moses, and God told Moses, he said, all you have to do is take a fiery serpent and set him up on a pole, and whoever is bitten, amen, the world has been bitten by sin back in the garden, amen. Lucifer bit the whole world when Adam and Eve disobeyed. All we have to do is look up. And he said, whoever chooses to look up at the fiery serpent on the pole, they shall be healed and they will live. It was just that simple. Salvation is the same thing. See, this is the biggest secret that Lucifer has been hiding. He know how easy it is for you to get into heaven. Amen? But you got some will say, you got to work your way in. We're going to deal with that in a little bit here just in a moment. We'll deal with your works in a minute. Amen. This is what he said in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. This is all you have to do right here. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yahshua and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm explaining verse 10 to you. It's just so simple. If you love your children, what you going to do? You're going to tell them you love them. Amen?
Amen.
You love your spouse, you're going to tell them that you love them. If you love your mom and dad, you're going to tell them that you love them. Why? Because what's on the inside, as the Bible said, was in a man must come out. If you love somebody, you're going to share with them. You have to tell them, hey, I love you. This is what Paul is saying. Because you believe in your heart, you have to say it with your mouth. Lord, I confess that you have raised Christ from the dead.
Yes.
I believe that he died for my sins. And because you admit that, the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, faster than you can think, the Holy Spirit is already indwelling in you. See, people want to make this thing like, oh, you got to get the Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? You got to get the Holy Spirit. As soon as you become saved, the Holy Spirit lives in you. That's what makes you one with God. Now, to operate the Holy Spirit, amen, come on now.
Amen.
You got to live and walk with the Spirit. And what that word means when it says walk with the Spirit, you got to start studying your Bible, fasting and praying.
Amen.
You got to give God some time. Amen. To operate in the Holy Spirit ain't going to just happen. You got to get into operation, amen. You got to become one with the Most High God, and you have to get into your word, amen. And I'm going to deal with the works real quick. I'm going to get back over to the brother, amen. Going over to Ephesians, we're going to take care of this. We're going to nip this in the bud early, amen, because this is what people, they love to come with their works, amen. I got something for the works. Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. It says, for by grace are ye saved. How are you saved?
Yes, sir.
By the grace of God. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You ain't down the cross. You wouldn't even know. Amen. But it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith.
Yes.
It didn't say through works. It said through faith.
Yeah.
And not of yourselves. There you go. Ain't nothing Timmy did. It is the gift. Of God.
Gift.
Brother, last time I checked, a gift is free, ain't it?
Free,
last time
free.
I checked, a gift is free, amen? The gift
it's free.
Amen, the gift of God. But watch what it says. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't boast. Amen. You ain't got no room to boast. Why? Because you didn't save yourself. Christ went to the cross, and he died on the cross for our sins. Amen. He died on the cross for our sins. Amen. And you know it says over in Galatians, amen. Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 4. I'm going to turn over to the brother. Galatians,
all right,
the
brother.
Fifth chapter, verse 4. It says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. This is for all you guys that want to work your way into heaven. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law. That's by the word. You trying to adopt the Ten Commandments. You trying to live perfect. They say ye are fallen from grace. Now, if you fallen from the grace of God, and I just read to you Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8, that means that you don't even have salvation. You have been fallen from grace because you think that you're going to include yourself in the cross. No, sir. You
come
can't
on
do
now.
It. Amen.
Can't do it.
Go ahead. I'm going to stop right there, brother. Amen. I won't go too
far,
brother. Right, I got excited, sir. Amen. Go ahead,
Amen.
Go ahead,
I'm going to say, all right. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for Brother Tim. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, let this word go forth. Let the world know that Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can be redeemed by his blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Amen.
You're on fire tonight. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in, I can see it in your spirit. You're on fire tonight. We want the world to know. We want the world to know. I mean, the whole world to know. This thing is a gift of God. He gave it to the world because he so loved the world. In other words, God gave him own self. He gave him own self through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. That's the only way that man could be redeemed to God. The only way. Satan knows that's the only way. He knows
that's
the
right.
blood of Jesus Christ can saturate your soul and set you free from death, hell, and the grave. He knows that Jesus Christ went down in the grave and got up on the third day on the third day morning. He knows that he's coming back again and to get a
Amen.
Church. He knows that the tribulation is going to come. He knows that when Christ split the sky in the 19th chapter of Revelation, 11th verse, that's the return of the church. Coming back with Christ. But the world today want to dilute. They want to dilute the word of God. They want to get the cross out the way because the cross is a dangerous thing when it comes to Satan trying to fight against it, man. He's been fighting against the cross ever since Jesus Christ died on the cross and come up from the grave. Now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for you and I. And guess what? He's saving every day. And don't you worry about more people going to see, amen, that Jesus Christ is soon to come as we go into October, November, December, January, February, March. When we get over in 2022, man, you talking about stuff will be happening so fast and so quick. Amen. The world is going to see what we've been talking about. Tim been talking about it for 21 years. I've been talking about it for 57 years. We're going to see the effect that the gospel have. We ain't doing nothing. The only thing we are an instrument for God. We're speaking for God. Amen. God could speak from heaven with his awesome voice and scare everybody. Amen. He could shock your very nerves if God would speak. So he used man so man could be used, that God can speak through man from the word of God. If you're speaking from the word of God by the Holy Spirit, you're speaking for God. If you're not, you're speaking for the devil, because the devil has out to do one thing. This is what I'm saying. One thing that the devil is trying to do. He's trying to damn your soul. He's trying to get your soul to reject the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because if you reject the gift of God, if you try to go to heaven on work and you neglect the shed blood of Christ, you work in the church, oh man, you work like you're working in a coal mine. Amen. And you think you can get to heaven by working and working and working, you and the devil will burn eternity in hell because we know Satan can't be saved. Satan can't be redeemed. Satan can't say hallelujah, praise God. Satan can't say I've been born again. Oh my God, if you ain't saved, you can't say I've been born again. You can't say I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't say I love God and then hate your brother, because the Bible says you love God and you in love with God and you hate your brother, you are a liar. And the Bible says there's not a liar will ever come in the presence of an almighty, righteous, holy God. So what I'm saying this morning, this evening, this afternoon, I'm telling you right now, this year rapture thing is real. And the first evidence of a rapture was recorded in the book of Genesis. And I'm going to read it from the fifth chapter of Genesis. Listen what it says. It says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Walking with God means that you are obedient through faith and believing that God is and that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Faith is the highway to heaven. Faith is saying, I believe things that I don't see, but I know they exist. Woo! Good God Almighty. I know as air in the air. I know there's air. I can't see air. I can see the effect of air. I can see what the air can do. When it starts moving, it turns into a wind. And when it starts blowing, it blows trees. It uproots trees. It can turn over tanks. It can turn over anything. It'll root the trees right out of the ground. That's the effect of wind. And the Holy Ghost is the same way. You see the Holy Ghost, but when the Holy Ghost up in the individual, something happens. It blows out everything that's not like God. It makes him clean. It makes him a new creature. He's now a child of God by the birth of Jesus Christ shedding his blood. And Enoch walked with God. Oh, my God. God is a spirit.
Yes,
and
sir.
Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When you're worshiping God in the spirit and in truth, you're walking with God. You're on the level of God. In other words, you have the same thing God got because God lives in you. And the only way that God can live in you, you've got to come to the cross, the shed blood.
Amen.
The mutilation that they did to Jesus Christ, oh, my God. That was God.
Yeah.
That was God that took my sin. God took his own. He took our wrath, and God took our wrath through Christ, and he was nailed to the cross, so he paid. He paid the penalty for sin, death. And that death was manifested by when he got up from the grave because he came back from the dead. And that is the only time in human eternity, in human history, that a man died and went to the bowels of hell and came up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. And there is no other record in the Bible. There's no other record in heaven. There's no other record in hell. There's no other record nowhere that ever a man did what Jesus Christ did because he paid the penalty for the sins of the whole wide world. Oh, my God. And people don't understand. They don't understand that when Christ died, boy, he took my lying, my backbiting, my whoremongering, my illicit sex, my homosexuality. He took all that wino, drunkards, drug addicts, porno. He took all that racial discrimination and killing and murdering and mutilation of babies and all kinds of gross sins that Jesus Christ took on Calvary's cross. I would like to see one man on this planet do what Jesus Christ did. I don't care who he called himself, Mohammed. I don't care if he called himself Buddha. I don't care. They're all kind of religious. And they never did nothing. What they do? They don't do nothing but sit up there and look fine, talk, can't walk, can't do nothing for you. And yet still people are worshiping things and relics. And they're worshiping demons and devils. They're worshiping the Satan that fell from heaven, known as Lucifer, and became the devil. They're worshiping him. That's what the world is worshiping.
Right.
When you sin and when you backbiting and talk about people, you're worshiping Satan. That's what he does. That's the only thing he can do. He's the rottenest thing that... But you know something? Rotten had to get up and get out the way when Satan came, because Satan is rotten and rotten. He's low down. He's a cursed cherubim. He's no longer in the presence of God. He's no longer any good to God. He's no longer is going to enter the kingdom of God. He is doomed for hell. H-E-L. I mean, a lot of hells. And let me tell you, hell is hot. And here Enoch walked with God. And by him walking with God, look what happened. He walked with God, and he was not. He was not for God what took him. What do you mean? God snatched him from the planet Earth and brought him to heaven in the twinkling of an eye. He snatched him so quick, my God, that he light couldn't even snatch. You know, light can't travel but 186,000 miles a second. But when Christ raptured Enoch, he was taken directly to heaven, and God revealed things to him that's not written in the Holy Scripture. It's found in the book Enoch. Enoch 1 and in Enoch 2. Enoch talked about some things that would shock you that he saw. And when he saw these things, it curled his blood to recognize that when the 7-year tribulation comes, it's going to be hell, brother. It's going to be hell.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be hell, postman. It's going to be hell, preacher. It's going to be hell, football player. It's going to be hell on earth when Satan is let loose on this earth to bring judgment upon the earth through what? Through what? Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid for our sins. Now you got to pay for your own sins since you have rejected the only way to salvation. And so Enoch was caught up. He was taken by God's power and put in the arms of God himself. And he saw some things. And I'll tell you what he saw. If you read the book of the first chapter of Jude, the 14th verse, he said, Enoch, the seventh one from Adam, prophesied. So Enoch, on his testimony before he died, he prophesied 5,300 years ahead of time about the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's how far he stretched the prophetic view of Jesus Christ coming back with what? 10,000 saints. You say, was that all? No. The only reason the Bible used 10,000 saints because they cannot put the number in the Bible that's going to come back with Jesus Christ, which will be the saints of God. And the only way that Jesus Christ can come back with the saints, they have to be removed from the planet Earth before the tribulation period starts, because the tribulation period was not made for the church. Come on, preachers, come on, when you get back in the pulpit, come on, tell the folks that the rapture is for the body of Christ. And if you ain't preaching the shed blood of Jesus Christ, if you're not preaching the rapture, if you're not preaching holiness, if you're not preaching the 7-year tribulation, if you're not preaching the mark of the beast, if you're not preaching the 144,000, if you're not preaching the two witnesses, you need to sit down and re-examine yourself. Because when Christ comes, if you're not preaching it, guess what? You're going to have to answer at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Because there's a lot of preachers that's been called to preach, but they're scared to go into it. And the Bible says, if you know to do good and don't do it, it's a sin. So when you stand before God, your reward is going to be less than what you expected. Because the Bible says, preach the word in season, out of season. Yeah. Preach it when they don't like it. Preach it when they do like it. Preach it when they get mad. Preach it when they get sad. Mm-hmm. Why? He said, because two things that the gospel can do. It will draw you or it will drive you. And people today will say, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't believe that Jesus Christ is coming. I don't think he's coming because they've been talking about it so long, it sounds like a broken record. But I don't care how much is a broken record. The Bible says when you speak, preach up on precept, preach up on precept, preach up on precept, and preach line up on line. I've been preaching, brother, been preaching for a good while. And let me tell you, we'll never, never get off a track because we make repeats. We say the same thing over and over and over again. And every time you say it, you gain strength. You gain knowledge. Why? Because when Christ comes, they tell me the church will be walking with God by faith. If you are not walking in faith, you're not walking with God. If you're walking by works, you're walking by the devil, because the devil believes that he can work his way back into heaven. Oh, how stupid is he can be? He's a fool. He's a double fool. And then after he's a double fool, he's another fool coming, because Satan knows that the only way you can get to heaven is through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he wants to say you got to work your way up. Guess what? Cain tried it. You remember Cain? Cain in the Old Testament, when Cain brought the fruit of the ground, and he was a farmer, and he brought the fruit of the ground, and he worked by the sweat of his face. And then when he got to bring the fruit and laid it on the altar, and the Lord looked at it, he refused it. Why? Because he didn't make an atonement for his sin. He didn't repent of his sin. And Abel, good God Almighty. Oh, Abel brought a ewe lamb, brought a little male lamb, and he cut the jugular vein. and took the hyssop and sprinkled it up on the altar and laid the lamb up on the altar. And he bowed down in faith. He knew that he was lost. He knew that he needed a redeemer. He knew that he needed some blood. And the blood in the Old Testament was a type and shadow of the blood of Jesus Christ. So what Abel was doing, he was over the period of about 4,000 years. He said, because there's a pig coming when there's going to be some shed blood, and it won't be of no goats and no lambs and no turtle dove. He said, God himself, he said, if you prepare me a body, I'll go down and redeem man. In other words, God was saying in the Hebrews, if I go down and prepare me a body through the womb of Mary and be born of a woman, not by man, not by flesh and blood, but by the will of God Almighty. So God was the only one that came down and put God Almighty. He stepped inside of Mary's womb by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost stayed in Mary's womb and formed the body that Jesus Christ could be in. And when he came forth, he came as a child. And then the Bible says a son was given. Good God Almighty, how can a son be given? It can't be given unless it be eternal. And since God is eternal, he had to be given because God was not born. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! God himself became man and dwelt among men, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son again. And when he come, the church must be walking in faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. You cannot God unless you walk by faith, not by works. Works can't do nothing but do what? Get your reward when you get to heaven if you're saved. Do you hear what I say? I say, only thing that works can do is get you a reward. But there's five crowns that you can receive. So now what is Brother Bazaar doing? What is Brother Tim doing? Brother Bazaar, Brother Tim is working. We're working. We're working out our own soul salvation. We're trying to tell folks get right with God. We're praying. We're telling people flee from the wrath to come. We're telling people to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're crying out in the pit of our soul, because we don't want nobody to go to hell. Please don't go to hell.
Amen.
No. I said, hell no. Don't go to hell, man. Because if you go, you're going to be lost forever.
That's right.
And now, Enoch was translated. That was the first dry run of the rapture of the church. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, God seen Enoch by his faith. He was translated into heaven. And the church will be translated into heaven. In just about 5 minutes, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim. A lot of people say, well, what is the tribulation for? Who is it for? It is exactly, uniquely, absolutely, the tribulation is for the Jewish nation. I hope you can understand that. Without the Jews being the Jews, there wouldn't be no tribulation period. God would just automatically take the church and go and destroy the world in the twinkling of an eye if it wasn't for the Jews. In other words, you wouldn't have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ after the rapture of the church, because after the rapture of the church, the Gentiles would still have an opportunity to hear the gospel through who? Not the church. No, the church is through preaching.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Almost through. I feel like pretty soon my mouth is going to be in the portals of heaven. I mean, my earthly work will be done. And my earthly works mean all that I've done through the faith of Jesus Christ will only be counted at the judgment seat. And now people believe that all this work that they're doing, all this building, church buildings, they didn't have all kind of programs, and they're doing good works, but that work won't make it. It won't make it. You got to have that faith, that genuine salvation faith. You got to have faith in God to let God know that, Lord, I am a sinner. I'm lost. I'm undone. I'm wretched. I'm prejudiced. I'm a lunatic. I'm a vagabond. I'm a fugitive. I ain't got no power. I go to church, but I don't love people like God want me to love. I talk about but Lord, I'm trying to work my way to end. I'm trying to be good. But see, you can't try to be good because no man is good. Jesus Christ said, don't call me good. He said, only one man that's good. He said, only one man is good, and that's God himself. He's only good. And they tell me to be good, you got to be God. It ain't nobody on this earth God. There's only one God, one Son, and one Holy Ghost, all three in one. And my brother, I'm telling you tonight, today, don't listen to crackpots. Don't listen to these guys.
Amen.
The church is going to go through the tribulation period. The Jews have the opportunity for the seven-year tribulation because absolutely the seven-year tribulation is what they made for the Jewish people because they have never proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. The church has already
Amen.
Done its job from 34 A.D. all the way up to 2021, and we live in a zip-zap automation stereotype generation now. We're living in a generation where people have an awkward way of thinking what God is. Well, you can't think what God is. You got to know what God is. And the Bible says God is the Spirit. And those that honor him, those that love him, those that praise him, those that sing about him, those that preach him must be done in the Spirit. For without the Spirit of God in you, you ain't doing nothing but spinning in the mud. And
that's
a
right.
lot of churches. They're spinning in the mud, and they're spinning, and the more they spin, the deeper they go. And the world is telling them, say, don't pay no attention to that old stuff. I can get in there. I know I can make it, man. Look at me. I'm just as cool as an ice cube. I know my stuff, man. I've gone to school. I've been knowing the Lord for a long time, yeah, too long, because if you ain't living right and loving right, and one thing about it, if you don't have the love of God, and this is a fact, Jack, if you don't have the love of God in your heart, you're lost.
That's
because
right.
Without the love
That's
of
it.
God, the Holy Spirit is not in you. And if you
That's
haven't
right.
left the Holy Spirit, you don't belong to God. The Bible says
Amen.
The Spirit of God seals you unto the day of redemption. If the Holy Spirit seals you and you go around here hating folks, you ain't been sealed.
Amen.
Ooh. Because the Bible said God is love. Man, God is love. What you talking about? Love was before hate. Love was before liking somebody. Love was before anything. And love will last forever. Hate will be eliminated from the planet Earth. It's going to go to hell exactly where it belongs. Satan going to take all that hate to hell because you sure ain't getting into heaven. And those that hate God, those that resist God, those that talk about God, those that doubt God, those that call God a misfit, they call God a little one eye blind and the other can't see out of, guess what? You're lost. You're lost. And you're lost without a cost, and it's going to cost you one thing. It's going to cost you to lose your soul. And when you lose your soul, you are done. You are done as a cucumber. Enoch was the first witness as being escaped. The church will escape the rapture. There's a couple more, but I'm gonna give it to Brother Tim, let him go because he's going to be off in about 20 minutes, so I'm going to give him 20 minutes, and he can go ahead and take it in, and I'm going to take it in another hour. But I want to hear it from him. At this time, Brother Hill, roll on it. Take it on in.
Amen. Amen. That's an awesome word, Doctor. Amen. Amen. Revelation. Amen.
Ooh.
Revelation.
Revelation.
The third chapter. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yep.
Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10. Amen. We're going to start there. Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10.
I
and the word
covered.
Says, this is what Christ says. It says, because
yes,
thou hast
Christ.
Kept the
yep.
word of my purpose, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation.
Yes.
Which shall come upon all the world to
come
try them that dwell upon the earth.
Yeah.
Amen. This is the words of
yes,
Christ
sir.
promising the church that we will not be here. Now, if we was to be here, why would he say to try all the world? Amen.
Come
and
on.
Them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. So
Amen.
That means that the church is going to be in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Those that dwell upon the earth are going to be what? The unbelievers are going to be on the earth. We
on the
would
earth.
Not be here. That's why I said, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now, if we would dwell upon the earth with them, then it wouldn't separate and say to try them that dwell upon the earth. That means that the church is going to be gone. Hallelujah.
Gone.
We will not
gone.
Be here to go through the great tribulation. Amen. I want to share with you before I go over to Revelation, the third chapter, verse 18. I want to go with you over to, I believe it's 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to look at verse 9. 2 Peter, 2 chapter, verse 9. Now watch what it says. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations.
Yeah.
So God knows what he's doing. What did God do with Noah? Amen. When the temptation was
All right
upon
now.
The earth. Amen. The flood. He delivered Noah, did he not? Amen.
Yes, he did.
He delivered Elijah. Amen. Did he
yes,
not?
He did.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Amen. So he's going to also deliver who? The church.
The church.
Amen. The church will not be here, amen, during this most horrific time in the history of man dwelling
Ooh.
Upon the earth. Amen.
My God.
We will
My
not
God.
Be here, amen, because Daniel prophesied it, and Christ also reiterated. He came back and reiterated, and he prophesied the same thing. He said, there has never, ever been a time like it on this earth in the past, nor to the present, nor after that time shall there ever be.
Ooh,
amen.
Mate.
Amen. Now watch this. For seven years, it's going to be what? Hell on earth. And that time must be cut short because it's going to be so evil and wicked. And God can't stand evil and sin. 7 years is going to be cut short. And then after that, a 1,000-year reign, which is going to basically be what? The kingdom come. It's going to be heaven on earth for 1,000 years. So 7 years. Everybody keeps talking, the end of time, it's the end. Not yet. We're not at the end yet. We are at the end of days. In other words, we are at the end of Satan's reign. Amen? And after the church has gone home, there's going to be seven more years left on this planet. And that's going to be 7 years of total chaos and hell. And then after that, amen. We're going to come back with him at the end of that seven-year period.
Come on,
we're going to reign with him for 1,000 years.
Up.
Man, that draws my soul. Amen. Now, I want to finish reading 2 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9. Now, watch this. God knows how to deliver the godly out of what? Temptations. Now, watch this. Now, here's the separation. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is the day of judgment? The day of judgment, amen, is referring also, amen, to the day in which Christ is going to unleash, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Go ahead, preacher.
Man, it's going to be rough. Lord have mercy.
It's going to be rough.
For your soul right now, that if you're listening to our voices and you have the opportunity to receive salvation, people are still scoffing. People are still taking this as a joke. People are still ignoring the word. They're ignoring the even people in the church are still with pride ignoring the word of God. Lord have mercy. So amen. So that's going to bring me back over to Revelation. Amen. Revelation, the third chapter, verse 18. Amen. So watch this. We'll go back over to Revelation, the third chapter, verse 18. Amen. Watch what the scripture says. The scripture says, amen. It says, I counsel thee to buy of me. This is Christ talking. Gold.
That's right.
tried in the fire. Lord have mercy. Amen, brother. It feels good to be buying that gold that's going to be tried. In other words, live your life for God. Choose Christ. Amen. Your works, the brother.
Amen.
Amen. Your works count after salvation. See, your ticket to get into heaven for all eternity. So remember, out of all the gold, all whatever you're going to be rewarded in heaven for all eternity, none of those rewards are going to be greater than the one, amen, that he died on the cross with. Woo! He died on the cross to save you from sin. And the greatest gift that you're going to receive, Lord have mercy, is going to be eternal life. Come on, doctor.
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Man, you're going to have mansions, but ain't none of them going to match that body you're going to get. Man, you're going to see yourself. You're going to know what to do with yourself. Come on now. And you're going to live for all eternity. You're going to get a role. Lord have mercy. Amen. It's going to be right. And it's going to be pure and whiter than snow. Lord have mercy. Goodness, that just gives me chill, brother. Just talking about, man, you're going to be clean. You ain't going to need these clothes down here that get dirty and dingy. You have to keep washing it. Man, you're gonna have a robe that's gonna be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And watch what it says here. It says that thou mayest be rich spiritually, rich in the heavens, amen, rich with eternal life, rich with eternal gifts, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Ooh, we just talked about that white raiment. Beautiful.
Right.
Man, so beautiful. You're going to like, man, this is mine? You don't know what to do with yourself. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Amen. That means the sin, amen, that stained our soul, the sin that he died for, the sin that I do daily, amen, because I'm not perfect. That's why I pray. That's why the Bible says to pray without ceasing. We are to pray and ask for forgiveness, amen, of our sins daily. Amen. Forgive us of our trespasses. Amen. So we are to ask for forgiveness all the time. And it says, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. We want you to see tonight. Amen. We want you to see because it's going to be beautiful. It's a joyous time to be saints. People out here scared. They don't know what to do. I tell you what to do. If you're scared, there's always been that famous saying, if you're scared, join church. Amen. Won't you join him tonight? Amen. Because, hey, it ain't going to be no escape from when the Holy Spirit step back and that man of sin be revealed and the church is gone. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You're going to wish you hadn't missed it. Amen. This is your chance and opportunity to receive salvation. Ain't going to be enough guns. Ain't going to be enough bullets. Ain't going to be enough armies. Not enough military. You ain't going to be enough bunkers. You can't hide in the ground deep enough. There's nowhere that you can go that you're going to be able to hide from the wrath
of God. Now. Come on
now. Hit this planet. You think them demons that's going to come to earth, that's going to be something. You think Lucifer and the fallen angels, you think that's going to be something. No, you think them aliens going to be? No, I'm going to tell you right now what's going to be something.
All right, brother.
Man,
all right, brother.
Christ unleashed, and there are some thunders. Lord have mercy. See, we don't even know what's in that. Amen. There's some things that have not even been revealed. John didn't share with us everything that's going to happen. Lord have mercy. And them angels going to be released out of the Euphrates. And, man, they're going to tear through this planet. Lord have mercy. They're going to kill. Like, and when I say that the numbers are going to be high, you think this pandemic that we in, this is just a cupcake. This is cupcake stuff that's happening. Man, I'm not making light of it. But when you compare it to the tribulation, that's exactly what it is. It's just a cupcake. Because, man, you think these numbers ain't nothing. You're going to be in the tens of millions dying monthly. I'm talking about they're going to have so many bodies across this planet, they don't even know what to do with them.
Come on now.
Lord have mercy.
Tell
Lord,
it like it
mercy.
Is.
Y'all better get ready. Amen. Get ready, church. Amen. Because he's coming back to get a church.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Without a what? Spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Amen. Amen. And the way that you do that is through your faith. You got to believe. Amen. See,
yeah.
If you believe, amen, well, what did he say? He going to wash you in the blood of the
Lamb. Wash you.
If you have
yeah.
faith. Amen. So that your soul, amen, that stain that's on your soul from sin will be washed.
Sin.
And your raiment will be white and pure
yeah.
snow. Amen, brother. I know we've all seen snow. I know you have, brother. You up north. Man, when that snow, it ain't nothing. You look around everywhere, it's so that snow be so bright, even sometimes at nighttime. It's
come
like,
down.
Man, you don't need no street lights. That snow be them
come
stars
on.
That
come
moon
on.
Bounce up off that snow, man, that snow be so bright. But in the daytime, that's why you can become blind if it's just nothing but total snow. I didn't even know that. I said, yeah, you can become snow blind. If you just look at snow, you're in a place where it's snow and you just told, that's how white and pure that snow is. Man, your rain is going to be so beautiful. You ain't going to know what to do with yourself. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. I got to stress some more scripture with you. Is that all right, brother? Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I want to share with you, amen, I want to go over to 1 Thessalonians. Oh, yeah. 1 Thessalonians. And I want to share with you, amen, because the church won't be here, amen. It just mystifies to me when people say that there ain't no rapture. I'm just trying to understand. How you going to say there's no gathering together of the saints? There's no caught up of the saints. What do you mean? Paul said it explicitly right here, amen, in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 13 through 18. Is it okay if I read that, doctor?
Go ahead, brother. Help yourself. Go ahead. Tell the word.
Amen. Amen. This is what he says. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 13. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant. Paul said, I want you to know. Amen. Paul is good for saying, I don't want you to be ignorant. Paul said that you're in the church, and if you're in the church, you should know. Amen. You should know what's going on. Amen. So if your pastor ain't telling you, let me tell you tonight what's going to happen. Amen. See, we as a church, we're not worried. Amen. We're not concerned about no pandemic. We're not concerned about what's the things that come in the tribulation, because guess what? Amen. My Lord and Savior loves me so much. He said, you know what, Tim? I'm going to come down and snatch you up out of there. You and all the rest of the saints, all the rest of the believers, I'm going to come and just take you up out of there. And you ain't going to have to worry about the devil, the 666, the Luciferian, the satanic, the Illuminati.
Come on now,
they can have it for 7 years. Amen. They can have it because guess what? We're going to be in heaven. Amen. This is your chance and opportunity. And I'm praying for your souls right now that you become saved. If you have not chosen and if you have not became a saint, we want you to make that decision tonight. Don't tarry.
Tonight.
Don't wait. Amen. Make that decision tonight. Amen. Now watch this, what it says in verse 13. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. So if he says, brethren, who is he talking to? He's talking to the church. He's talking to the saints. He's talking to the believers. Now watch what he says. He says, concerning them which are asleep. That's the saints.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, if you know somebody in your family, maybe it's your grandmother, your granddaddy, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, maybe a child, and they died, amen, as a believer. They went to church. They was faithful to God. They had the faith, and they kept the faith. Amen. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
This. And he says, sorrow not. He says, even as others which have no hope. He's talking about the unbelievers. See, they don't have no hope. Amen. But see,
we have hope.
No hope. Amen. But see, we have hope. Now watch what he said. Now watch Paul's confirmation. I love the way Paul writes. He says, for if we believe that Yahshua, amen, Jesus died and rose again. Brother, that sounds like that plan of salvation. Amen. That's all you have to do is simply believe that Jesus died and rose again. And even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Them souls that are resting and sleeping in heaven, guess what he's going to do? He's going to connect that soul from heaven with those bodies that's in the caskets in the ground. All over the world. Wherever the saint's body is for the past, throughout history that's in the ground.
Go ahead.
Lord, have mercy. When that trumpet blow with that shout or the voice of the archangel, my
God. Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy. You ain't going to know what to do with yourself when you see it. He said the dead in Christ is going to rise.
Rise.
Amen. Amen. He said, will
Amen.
God bring with him? Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. It says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, we're not going to come before them. They're going to come before us. But watch what verse 16 says. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend. I mean, he's going to come down from heaven and with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Now watch this. His shout is so powerful that everybody going to hear their name. God Almighty, Lord have mercy. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. That's why he said, hear his voice. Even in death, Lord have mercy. See, you don't know how powerful of a God you serve. You don't know how powerful Christ is. He is so powerful that, my God, as soon as he shouts, to let you go. Amen. You're going to come out that grave. Your soul going to shoot. Your body going to shoot out that grave. And you're going to get a brand new body. Paul said, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. And
Jeez.
Your soul and your spirit, your body is going to connect faster than you can think.
Thank
you're
you.
You're going to be changed. And we're going to be in heaven
with
all the saints that have passed on. If he was to come back right now this instant, we would be in heaven faster than you can blink, think, man.
Praise God.
Hey, man, it's going to happen so fast.
Right.
You're going to be like, you're going to be looking, you're going to be on the phone. You may be taking a shower. You may be in the bathroom. You may be in your bed. Hey, man, you may be at work. You may be doing whatever. But you're going to be like, what in the world? You're going to be up there with all the saints. You're going to be in the air with the Lord. Now, watch what the scripture says.
Go ahead, brother.
Verse 16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, if we still be alive, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore,
Lord,
comfort one another. Amen. With these words.
Amen.
Brother, if that ain't enough to give you comfort, I don't know what will.
I
don't know what to comfort.
Nothing.
That comfort me, brother, to know that he's coming back to get me. Amen. Before this whole thing.
Amen.
Before it gets. Amen. But he's coming back to get you,
amen.
Doctor, before this whole thing gets bad. Amen. He said, I got to take you out of it because I showed you over in 2 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9, that God knows how to keep the godly from temptation.
Yes,
why would we need to be here to go through those temptations? But don't you think starvation is a temptation? Man, that's a huge temptation. Amen. You may want to hit somebody over the head. Amen. If the children of you were here, amen, Lord knows what a man would do. Would he not be tempted if he couldn't feed his family? Gosh, I'm not going to even put you to death. I'm not going to even put you to death. Amen. Amen. If you can't feed your family, you got to take the mark. Gosh, I'm not going to even take you to that. Because you want to know why? You have kept my word of my patience. And you've been faithful. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says, just because we've been faithful over few things. Amen. He's gonna come down. He's going to take the saints out of here. Because this is your opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now. Amen. The people that have heard the word of God, it's up to you. You can ignore them all you want to. Like the doctor said, you ain't going to be part of that like you think you are. You may part it for a little bit, but man, it's going to be so much chaos and hell on this earth, you ain't going to have time to party. Amen.
No,
it's going to be starvation. It's going to be wars. It's going to be killing. It's going to be murder. And, man, it's going to be on a level that you can't even imagine. See, you know what I've noticed, doctor? I've noticed in this past year and a half, it seemed like, especially within this year, it seemed like every week or at least every month go by, we know somebody that has died. Brother, I'm telling you, it has not ever been like that in my life. When people pass away that we know, it happens It happens once every 5 to 10 years when we hear somebody that we know that passes away. But, Lord, if it ain't somebody I know, it's somebody my wife know. If it ain't somebody I went to school with, it's somebody she went to school with. If it ain't somebody in the family, brother, I tell you, every time we look up, people are just falling by the wayside.
Man,
y'all better
get
ready. Y'all better wake up. Something is happening.
Wake up.
Amen. And Paul says you better pay attention to the seasons. You better pay attention to what's going on, amen, because that's something is
amen.
Up.
Amen.
When all these people are just passing away like that, something is going on. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Amen. I so appreciate you for having me on, doctor.
All right. All right. We thank the brother Tim Jackson for being on with me. I got another hour. We're going to wrap that up. And we're going to wrap it up. But brother Tim just told us about the time in which the world will be in a bad shape. A bad shape. You talk about bad shape now. Ain't nothing compared to what's coming. It's going to get so bad that your own relatives, your own uncles, your own cousins are going to turn on you. And they are going to actually kill each other and murder each other and trying to survive on the things that's going to hit this earth. Volcanoes already is sputing up all kind of lava and all kind of smoke. They tell me it's going to affect the weather. They tell me the tribulation is going to be awesome. It's going to be so bad that you can't wrap it around your mind to see what's going on. And the Bible tells me, is that time coming, and when the excommunication of the church has to leave. It has to leave because the next event that's going to happen is the rapture, and then the Jews are going to take over of finishing the gospel of the kingdom. We, as the church, is preaching the gospel of grace. Grace, undeserved merit, love of God. You deserve to die and go to hell according to justice, but grace says mercy stepped in, and when mercy stepped in, Christ died for our sins, and he gave us mercy to receive him. You cannot save yourself. Your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. Your church organizations and your church denomination can't save you. The Pope can't save you. The preacher can't save you. Nobody can save you but Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is the answer for all our situations. And one thing that he can answer is the salvation of your soul. Because without the salvation of your soul, according to the Bible, those that are lost when Jesus Christ split the sky with the church, it's going to be an awesome thing. And in the book of Revelation, it tells me exactly how the people are going to react when they see Jesus Christ coming in the clouds. We will see that in the book of Revelation at the sixth chapter. The sixth chapter at the 14th verse. 14th verse, and it says, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. In other words, it's going to be an awesome time. It's going to be a time that the islands and the sea is going to have an effect upon the climatory upon the earth. And a lot of people talking about a climate control. Now, there ain't no such thing as climate control, because according to Revelation, the climate that's going to get, that we see now, is going to get worse and worse as we go in to step into the 7-year tribulation period. The 7-year tribulation period, I said, is made for what? One nation. One nation. It is going to be the nation and the judgment upon Israel, and it's going to take 7 years for Israel to fulfill their ministry. Amen. They were cut short. They were cut short of 7 years because God told Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the prophets in the Old Testament that I'm going to deal with the Jewish people for 490 years. I am going to work with them. And God kept his promise, and he's going to keep his promise. Because from the time of 440 B.C., after the Jews had returned back into the land and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, he said, I'm going to deal with you for 490 years. And God has dealt with the Jews for 483 years, and they were cut off. They were cut off at the cross. When Jesus Christ literally rode through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass, the Jewish people were cut off 7 years short of the 490 years. So God has only dealt with the Jews for 483 years, and he owed the Jewish people 7 years. Not for the church, but for the Jewish people. They must fulfill their ministry, and their ministry is to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom has not been fulfilled because the Jews have not preached it yet. The only time that they can preach it is during the tribulation period, and Israel and the church will not be on this earth at the same time because the mission of the church is done. It's done. The last church is Laodicea, and we are living in the Laodicea age. And the Laodicea age is a hypocritical, backsliding, fake church that people call the name of Jesus and have never had a divine relationship of the new birth of Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, it tells me exactly who is going to preach the last 7 years the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached by the Jewish people. The Jewish people will be attaining the power to preach the gospel during the first part of the tribulation by the power of God Almighty. This is what it says in the seventh chapter of Revelation. It says this: and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow upon the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. This is the angel holding back judgment. This is the angel holding back the judgment upon the earth, on the four corners of the earth. And he was holding it back because not yet. God had to give the opportunity for the Jews to come on the scene. And in the second verse, he said, I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. This is Israel. This is Israel coming on the scene. At this time when they are sealed, that means the church is gone. The church is not here. The church has fulfilled its ministry. The church has been preaching for 2,000 years. God has sent preachers, has sent prophets. He sent everything that was necessary to redeem man. He sent men to preach the word of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the church. And since the church will not be here, there won't be nobody from the church that will be able to preach the gospel, because the church will be in heaven getting around the throne of God and sitting down at the judgment seat of Christ, while on earth the Jews will be able to preach the gospel, and these are the ones that's going to preach it, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all, good God Almighty, and all the tribes of the children of Israel. These are the children of Israel. These are the Jews that's going to carry the gospel for the first 3.5 years. They're going to preach the word of God and tell the world that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. They're going to preach that he's the one that died on Calvary and suffered under Pontius Pilate and put in the grave and stayed in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. And on the third day, he got up. Out of the grave. He got up with all power in heaven and earth and in there. He got up to broadcast, to tell the world I got all power in heaven in my hand. And the angel said, I'm going to seal the tribe of Judah, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Gad, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Asher, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Nephilim, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. I'm going to seal the tribe of Levi, 12,000. The tribe of Issachar, 12,000. The tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. The tribe of Joseph, 12,000. The tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. You got 12 times 12, you get 144,000 Jews that's going to the gospel of the kingdom for 3.5 years. They're going to preach it in January, February, March, April, and May, and June, and July, and August, and September, and October, and November. They're going to preach. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is the Messiah for 3.5 years. They're going to preach it in the springtime. They're going to preach it in the summertime. They're going to preach it in the autumn. They're going to preach it through the winter months for 3.5 years, which equals 1,260 days, which equals 42 months, and times and dividing time. Yeah, yeah. They're going to preach it from the city of Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is the focal point of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was in Jerusalem that the day of Pentecost occurred, when they was all in one place, in one accord, in one mind. And the power of the Holy Ghost came all the way down from heaven through the stratosphere, through the ionosphere, and they filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to preach the gospel of grace. And that's the church. And ever since the day of Pentecost, the church has been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not everybody's been preaching it, but to tell me, God said, I got somebody in the church that's carrying the gospel in the church. We got some preachers out there that's preaching the truth. We got some deacons out there that's preaching the truth. We got some people out there that's holding up the bloodstained banner, and that's the church, because the only one that can be the church, you got to be born again. You got to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You got to come on in from sin and be rejuvenated. You got to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And to tell me the 144,000 will do what the church has already done. What you talking about, preaching? I'm talking about the 144,000. These 144,000 male Jews that will be in Jerusalem in the time of the tribulation period. These men, these young men that will be preaching the gospel of the kingdom, they will do it every day. You hear what I said? Every day, every minute, every sucker. They tell me it's going to be preached around the world. It's going to be preached until everybody will hear these 144,000 Jews, and they're going to preach salvation. They're going to preach the return of Jesus Christ, and they're going to preach the return of Jesus Christ setting up the millennium reign. They're going to tell the world that Jesus Christ is their Messiah for the first time over the period of 2,600 years. They're going to preach. And guess what? All the Gentile nations that was left here after the rapture, all the Gentile nations that was left here after the rapture are going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're going to hear it through the iPad. They're going to hear it through Instagram. They're going to hear it through Twitter. They're going to hear it through Facebook. They're going to hear it through the YouTube. They're going to hear it on every sophisticated state-of-the-art communication, and the world is going to see it on TV. They're going to see it on the ABC and CBS. They're going to see it on NBC and SBC. They're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ is the Messiah that came down through 42 generations, and the heavens will be filled with praises. The heavens will be filled with the church of the saints, and we will be observing what's going on earth. And they tell me the gospel will be heard. Oh, yes, it will, because the Bible tells me in the 9th verse, John said, after this I beheld, lo, a great multitude, a great host, a great number, and which no man can number, of all nations and all kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hand. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation, salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne, and the throne, and into the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne. This is in heaven now. They stood about the throne, and after the elders and the four beasts fell before the throne, and their faces worshiped God, and saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might unto our God forever and ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders asked and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence do they come? And I said unto them, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Good God Almighty, nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash your sins away. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can cleanse you and make you whole. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can sanctify your soul and make you white as snow. There's no religion, there's no denomination, there's no other name given among men where men can be saved in the name of Jesus. No, not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian, not the Catholic. Yeah. No religion can redeem you by but the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said, I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they that came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white. Wait a minute. Preacher. Made them white in what? In the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb. Not by your works, not by what you think, not by your education, not by your status quo, not by the color of your skin, not by your money, not by your clothes, not by your houses or jet planes. No. You wash white through the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sin. You cannot be saved. You can't be saved but through the blood of Jesus Christ. I can't say that enough. You can go to church until your face looks like the front door of the church, but you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to have a blood transfusion. And the only way you can have a blood transfusion is through the blood of Jesus Christ by faith. And believing that Jesus Christ died and rose again by the power of God and has power enough now to save you to the uttermost. You just can't make it, sister. You just can't make it, brother. You just can't make it, teenager. You can't make it. Hollywood movie stars, you can't make it. Church folks, you can't make it. Come on now. You can't make it without the blood of Jesus Christ. The Illuminati, you can't make it. Buddha, can't make it. Shintoism, Taoism, religions, you can't make it without the blood of Jesus Christ. Here are the tribulation saints. These are the tribulation saints. This is not the church. These are the tribulation saints that got saved after the preaching of what? After the preaching of the 144,000, listen to what happened. He said, I saw a number that no man could number. It was a great multitude of people who received salvation after the rapture, the tribulation saints. That's where the next number come from. It was a great host of people that was saved around the world. There were saved people in the tribulation period come from Africa. People saved in Africa. People saved in the United States. People saved in Canada. People saved in South America. People saved in Australia during the tribulation period. People accepted Jesus Christ after the rapture of the church. The church is observing everything that's going on earth in heaven. Why? Because the church age is soon to be over. Let me tell you, there will be no churches opening up. There ain't no more churches going to open up. They're closing them down now. I'm talking about the building. I'm talking about places to go to worship. These church buildings will become a benefit to the Antichrist. Because when the Antichrist comes, he's going to shut down and eliminate church going. He is not going to allow nobody to worship the true God, but there's going to be some people left on the earth that's going to serve God, and they're going to believe God, and they're going to lose their lives for the cause of Christ, because they're going to die a mortal death, and by dying a mortal death, they will immediately go to heaven because they're willing enough to lose their head during the tribulation period. The guillotine is back. The guillotine is a machine for execution. It was used in the French Revolution, and there are 60,000 guillotines in the United States of America right now, and they were brought over here by the Illuminati through the order, executive order by Barack Obama. Order 60,000 guillotines to America because he is an antichrist. He's not the antichrist. He's an antichrist because he's anti-God. He's antichrist. He's anti-holiness. He's anti-righteousness. Why? Because he's a child of the devil. He have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He have not repented of his sins. He has not been born again. Because if he was born again, he would proclaim the love of God. He would proclaim the second coming of Jesus Christ. Woo! If you really been born again. If you really been born again, saved and sanctified, and on fire for God, you are going to proclaim the salvation of Jesus Christ. You are to proclaim his burial, his suffering, his miracles, his death, his resurrection, and coming back again. You are going to proclaim it, and you are going to stand up for it. You are going to let the world know this Christ that I know in my soul, in my spirit, in my mind, in my hands, in my feet. This is the true Christ, not some Mickey Mouse Christ, not some Christ that the devil done drew up, but this is the one that died. This is the one that came back from the dead. This is the one that went back to heaven, been gone for 2,000 years. This is the one of the only one, of the only one. And no secret society has any way of bringing salvation to men's souls. No religion can bring salvation to any soul. No denomination can bring any salvation to anybody's soul but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Read your Bible. Look in the book of Revelation, the sixth chapter, the one I'm reading from. That's the seventh chapter where I'm reading from. Those that was washed in the blood of the Lamb. And when you are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that means your soul is saved eternally. That means you belong to God forever. And the 15th verse says, therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he sitteth upon the throne, shall dwell among them. Then shall hunger. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them any more. For the Lamb, you hear what I'm saying? The Lamb of God, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. Not the beer joint, because there ain't none in there. Living water. Living water. Christ is living water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. God is going to wipe every tear from the eyes of all those tribulation saints came through the tribulation period. Because they are going to go through the tribulation period, the latter part of the tribulation period, in which they will be beheaded. They will suffer. They will be cut to pieces. They will suffer great persecution because they have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And by them being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they stand for the Lamb of God. They stand for what Christ did. They stand for the crucifixion. They stand for the resurrection. They will proclaim. And America will fall under the hand of the guillotine. They will be beheading people on church lawns. They will be beheading people on the FEMA camps. They will be burying them in the ground, and people will be crying. Men will be trying to escape, going into refuge, into the mountains. Men will run away from the presence of the city because the city will be a very, very dangerous place to live in. So many people will run towards the country to escape the wrath of the Antichrist because in the middle of the tribulation period, good God Almighty, woo, there is going to be a rebellion in heaven, first and second heaven. And that rebellion is found in the 12th chapter of Revelation. And let's see what the Revelation says. The Revelation says, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels. The devil right now, just above your head, in the first and second heaven, he is the prince power of the air. He rules the air. And the devil is getting ready for a rebellion, a continuation of his rebellion, because he's going to be thrown out of first and second heaven. He's already been thrown out of third heaven, and third heaven is what God's thrown at, but now he's the prince power of the air. And we know that Halloween is coming up. And the devil is coming down. Halloween is a witch-infested demonology and witchcraft and voodoo and wickedness and vampires and walking zombies and people actually breathing, eating flesh and sucking blood and draining people's body of the blood. And the more they drain, the more power they have and live longer. These are demonic spirits that's operating through the human race. And the human race has become filthy, rotten. And we can see it in Halloween. People going in the graveyard digging up bodies and dead men's bones. And people worship that. They're worshiping the devil. And if they don't return to Jesus Christ and turn from their sins, they're going to burn in hell. They're going to be continually tormented forever in hell. Halloween comes from paganism, comes from the heathen nations. It doesn't come from the Jewish nation. But God got angry at Israel because they begin to do all this witchcraft, and he caused Israel to be chastised in Babylon. It caused the Israelites to suffer because they rejected Jesus Christ. But before the end of time, before the close of the tribulation period, at the end of the tribulation, God will restore the Jewish nation as the head of all nations at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ in the beginning of the millennium reign. God is going to restore the Jewish people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know he is. He's working on it right now because we see in Jerusalem the nations of the world is trying. And they're going to do it too. World War III is coming up. World War III is coming up. And World War III will start after the rapture. After the rapture of the church, World War III will start up. In the sixth chapter of Revelation, we see a white horse come out from the broken seal that Jesus Christ opened up. When he opened that first seal, John said, I saw a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow in his hand, and he went out to conquer, and a crown was given to him. This is the Antichrist coming in a disguising, deceitful way. He's coming out on a white horse, a pretty horse, and he's going to walk in Jerusalem, and he's going to claim that he is Jesus Christ. And the world, including America, including South America, including Western and Eastern Europe, including Africa, including Canada, the nations of the world are going to believe that this man is actually Jesus Christ, and he's not Jesus Christ. He's an antichrist. And the devil now, amen, is in third, he's in second and first heaven. And pretty soon, Satan will come to earth in UFOs. You hear what I said? Satan is coming to this earth in UFOs, identifying flying objects. And these objects are demons. They are devils. And Halloween is coming up. Don't you think Halloween is going to be celebrated by demons? And anybody that participates in Halloween, you got a devil in you. You got a devil in you if you are worshiping these spirits and you trick-or-treating. And you know something? I was caught up in it when I was a little boy a little bit. But my mom and dad never taught me anything about no Halloween. I found out to the outer circle and the elements of the world. But this time, the devil is planning a Sabbath of Halloween, of demons, poltergeist, sorcery, exorcism, all kinds of demonic spirits will be flying around in the atmosphere doing devilish work. This is what I'm saying. Michael and his angels are getting ready to fight in the middle of the tribulation period. Michael will dethrone Satan from what? First and second heaven, and the devil will literally, realistically, authentically come to earth. He will walk up on this earth in the Antichrist. The Bible says, listen, he fought against the dragon and his angels and prevailed not, neither were there a place found anymore in heaven. In first and second heaven, Satan will be cast down. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole, listen to what I'm saying, church, the whole world has been deceived by the devil. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Every demonic demon that fell from heaven and angels will be cast to the earth. The earth is in getting in store for the greatest invasion by Satan and his wicked angels and his demons. The greatest invasion ever known in human history, with earth is going to be invaded with demons and devils. We know he's already here, but he's not in his full power. But when he comes to this earth in these flying objects, and he's going to take over the body of the Antichrist, because in the middle of the tribulation period, in the middle of the tribulation period, after 1,260 days, 42 months, after the 144,000 preached the gospel, Satan will be cast to the earth. There's going to be an assassination of the Antichrist. He will find a deadly wound to the head. He's going to be killed by an assassin. And when he is killed, he's going to lay in the morgue for 3 days, dead, D-E-A-D, dead. And Satan is going to be cast from heaven, and he's going to incarnate himself. Listen to what I'm saying now. He's going to reincarnate himself into the body of the Antichrist, and he's going to cause him to be raised from the dead worldwide. Worldwide. On TV, internet, Instagram, YouTube, it's going to be worldwide. The people are going to see this man lay in the morgue dead. Ain't going to witness his death. Going to witness the assassination. A deadly wound to the head. The same way President Kennedy got shot in the head, blew his brains out. That was the Illuminatis. That was the secret societies. The same ones that exist today. There's about 35 different kinds of secret societies that's working through Luciferians and demonology and Moloch and Dagon and all kind of ancient gods from the Old Testament exist today in spirit form, using any old way that they used in the Old Testament. This Antichrist will be a man. He is alive now. The Antichrist is alive now. N-O-W, now. And he is ready to take the scene. Coronavirus and all other disease is going to get worse this year. You're going to have a cold winter. We're going to have a winter like never before. People are going to be going to the grocery stores. There ain't going to be no food. All kinds of troubles and trials and tribulations are going to hit this earth during this year, 2022. And it's beginning already. The banks, is going to be an EMP, electric magnetic impulse. The devil is planning to invade the earth, but he won't do it until the middle of the tribulation period. The Antichrist is alive, and he's waiting for the Jews prepare to build a temple. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The temple is going to be built by the Jewish people, are going to rebuild the third temple. The third temple. The first two temples were desecrated. The third temple will be desecrated by the Antichrist. The Antichrist will rule the last 3.5 years. The Antichrist will be the devil. The devil himself. The diabolical devil that was cast out of heaven to Lucifer, the anointed cherubim. Anointed cherubim now has become the devil. He's no longer a holy angel. He is a wicked entity. And he took 1/3 of the angels from heaven and he was cast to earth. And the casting getting ready to happen in the middle of the tribulation period will cause the Antichrist to turn to the beast, because when he's resurrected from the dead, he's going to what? He's going to sit in the temple that the Jews are getting ready to build, getting ready to get the helpers together. He's getting ready to get the Ark of the Covenant. They're getting ready to go back to the Old Testament sacrifices. And the Antichrist is going to okay it, and they're going to believe that he is Jesus Christ, when he will be the greatest lie that ever was told. Because the devil is a liar, and he's the father of lies. He lied in the garden. He lied in heaven. He's lying now. He'll be lying in heaven. He'll be lying in hell. Still lying. And the world is worshiping Lucifer. And since the world is worshiping Lucifer, God's going to give the world an opportunity to make a choice. Either it's Lucifer or either it's Jesus Christ. And majority of the world, listen to me, majority of the world will accept the Antichrist. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Men love sin. Men does sin. Men crave over sin. Men use sin. And men have become so wicked and so abominable that God is saying, now, I'm almost ready to bring judgment on this earth. But before I bring judgment, I'm going to give the world an opportunity to worship my son, Jesus Christ. There will be no escape. There won't be no accusation. There will be nobody's fault but yours if you miss the salvation that was once delivered into the saints, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. There won't be nobody fighting at the judgment seat. There won't be nobody at the great white throne that can say anything about the mercy of God. There will be people at the judgment great white throne that will be in awe. They won't be able to say nothing. Nothing. And the Bible says that the great white throne books were opened, and another book was opened. And after he got to open the books, he said the things that was in the book, the wicked was judged out of the works that they did. And they tell me, if your name wasn't found written in the Lamb's book of life, you were cast into the lake. Not Lake Huron, not Lake Michigan, not Lake Erie, but Lake Gehenna, the lake of fire, which has already been revealed in the scripture and in the modern world today. Volcanoes are popping up everywhere. Red sulfur is bubbling up, running over the land, destroying anything in its way. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can call any safety device that can stop this lava that's spreading all over the island. And people are seeing their houses being burned and consumed by this hot lava. Men are witnessing the gates of hell right now. As I talk to you, volcanoes are spewing up sulfur and brimstone. And men are going on awkwardly about their business, believing that God is going to let sin get by. God is not going to let sin get by, because Christ died for your sin. He was crucified for your sin. And if any man, any boy, any girl, any old person, any ugly person reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, let me tell you, out of love of my heart, out of the love, don't condemn me, because I'm going to tell you, if you miss Christ in your life, if you reject Christ, if you deny Christ, if you ignore Christ, you die without Christ. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Hell will be your home forever. Because God loved you so much, and he had a way for you to escape, and you neglected so great a salvation that was once delivered to the saints. You neglected to repent and turn from your lying and your backbiting and your whoremongering and your fornication and your adultery and your maliciousness and your covetousness and all the sins that you have brought upon yourself. You are going to have to pay for your own sins if you don't let Christ come into your life now. If you don't let him come in and you die tonight or you die tomorrow without letting him come into your life and change your life, I guarantee you, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell and cry for mercy and say, there was a preacher that I heard on internet. There was a preacher told me that if I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I would go to hell, and I didn't believe it. I thought he was a monkey. I thought he was crazy. And there you are up in hell looking up, and you say, he was right. He was right. He was right. And he was right because it's the word of God. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came and told Nicodemus, man, come on, man, you got to be born again or you will never see the kingdom of God. Whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Chinese or Japanese, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're a Jew, you must be born again. You must have a change in life. You must know what the love of God is like. The love of God is more powerful than any person, because love is a person. Love is a person. God is a spirit, and he's filled with love, nothing but love. But there's one thing he hates. He hates the devil, and he hates sin, and he hates disobedience. And he hates people rejecting him. He don't hate the person. He hates what they do. And what they are doing today, they are rejecting Jesus Christ. And when you reject Jesus Christ, there's a day coming when Christ will reject you. And he's going to say, I don't know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And the world, the wicked is going to say, Lord, Lord, we cast out devils. We spoke in tongues. We went to church. We sang in the choir. We did all kind of miracles work. We healed people. We told prophecy about people. We did all that. And Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You did that through the name of Satan. And Satan can imitate God's work. He can imitate it. That's all he can do. But he can't do nothing else. And when these tribulation saints go through the final tribulation, the last 3.5 years after the 144,000 have done their missionary work, they will be caught up in the middle of the tribulation and brought to heaven. And then after the Antichrist is raised from the dead, by in that same time, God's going to send two prophets, two dynamites, Old Testament prophets, men who had power enough to shut up heaven that it would not rain for 3.5 years. Men that had power enough to cause down fire and turn water to blood and brought plagues upon Egypt. Two men. Two prophets, Old Testament prophets, are going to stand in the streets of Jerusalem. They're going to stand in the streets of Jerusalem just like John. And they're going to prophesy for the last, Lord have mercy, the last 3.5 years on this planet. They're going to preach that it will not rain for 3.5 years. And guess what? It ain't going to rain in the latter part of the 3.5 years. No rain, no water. No water, men are going to drink blood. Men ain't going to have no water to drink. They're going to drink woodworm. And the woodworm is going to be so poisonous that if anybody drink it, they're going to die. Men are going to be killing and eating each other. Cannibalism is going to come back into existence. Cities will be desolate. Cities will be filled with people in the streets dead. Zombies will be walking. Men will be possessed with scorpions that they'll want to die and can't die. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrifying. It's going to make Fright Night get off of TV. Because judgment is going to be far beyond any horror picture that the TV programs can put on. These two men are known as Moses and Elijah. These are the only two prophets that did not fulfill their ministry in the Old Testament. Elijah was caught up in the fiery chariot. Moses shut down and did one thing. He saw the land of Canaan. God said, I can't let you go over. And Elijah ran away from Jezebel that he wanted to die, but God didn't let him see death. He caught him up in the fiery chariot, but he told him, at the end time, I'm going to bring you back. And I want you to stand in the streets of Jerusalem, and I want you to preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what's going to happen on this earth, my friend. I know what I'm talking about. I don't know about you, but if I was you, I'll get my heart ready, because when he comes, he's coming as a twinkling of an eye. And when he's coming after a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's coming after the redeemed ones. He's coming after the saints of God. He's coming after the born-again believer. He's coming after the ones that know them, know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sin. And the Bible says in Revelation that the whole world will worship the beast, and the whole world will see the two witnesses in Jerusalem. And the only way that they can see that at one time for 3 days is modern technology, state-of-the-art communication. TV, internet, iPod, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. All those communications will be in use. And the phone that you got right now, when these two witnesses stand in the street of Jerusalem, if you got a cell phone, if you got an iPhone, you are going to be able to witness it every day until the world tells them to shut up. We don't want to hear nothing about judgment. We don't want to hear nothing about hell. We don't want to hear nothing about Christ. We don't want to hear nothing about righteous and sanctified life. I wish I would shut up. And they ain't going to be able to shut them up until God gets ready for them to be killed. They will be in Jerusalem, is the city of the great King, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gospel started there. The gospel will end there. The gospel was preached on the day of Pentecost from there, and the gospel will be ended there by the two witnesses and the 144,000. And they are going to turn the world upside down. Hallelujah, 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 praise God. I'm ready to leave. If the church would be raptured up tonight, I'm out of here. And I love the Lord with all my heart. And I've been preaching this gospel for 57 years, buddy. Let me tell you, it ain't made me weary yet. But I'm telling you now, my time is almost up. I got to answer to the Lord one day for what I said and what I told you this right now. And what I'm telling you now is real. What I'm telling you now, don't get left here after the rapture of the church. Don't be left. The only way you can escape, you've got to come to Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 says, if thou confess with thy mouth and believe with thy heart that God Almighty, Christ from the grave, and was resurrected by the power of God, God himself, God resurrected himself. God let himself be killed through Christ, because Christ is God Almighty. Is God Almighty. Nobody else but God Almighty. Self-existent one, self-powered. He resurrected himself, his own body, from the grave, and now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father of authority. And he's getting ready to catch the church up. I want you to be ready. The Bible says, repent. Be sorry for your low-down, dirty, rotten, conniving, unbelieving self, and fall on your sin-bending knees and humble yourself and tell Jesus Christ, please, Lord, please, Lord, please come into my life. I'm sorry for the sins I've done. Could you save my soul? Come on in. If you believe it with your heart and confess with your mouth, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved eternally, never to be lost again, never, never have to go to hell for your own sins because you let Jesus Christ pay for your penalty on Calvary's cross, and you gave your life to Christ, and he sanctified your soul. He did that for you, and if you reject it, you got to pay for your own sin. And I know one thing, you don't want to have to pay for your own sins because you got to suffer eternal death, separated from God forever. Good God Almighty. Separated from God forever. You won't get connected with him right now. If you don't get connected with him right now by faith and you die a minute after, and you never accepted him, you got to pay for your own sins, separated from God, and burn eternally without ceasing, day and night, with brimstone in the lake of fire, which is Gehenna. You don't want to do that. My friends, you don't want to do that. Don't you want to come to Jesus? Don't you want to confess him now? The only thing you got to do is just throw up your hands and bow your head down and kneel wherever you are. Just kneel and repent. Be sorry for what you have been doing. And you ask the Lord to give you a new life through Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Loved you so much that he took your whips, he took your beating, he took everything that the devil put on Christ through the human race. They mutilated him, and he took it. He took it forever. And the only thing you got to do is break down into a repentant spirit and turn 180 degrees and walk away from the clutches and the sins of Satan and tell Christ to come into your life. Father, I am a sinner. Father, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins, and I'm turning from my sins, and I'm going to believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for taking my sins on Calvary's cross. I believe that he died, and I believe that God raised him from the dead, that through his burial, death, and resurrection, I can receive eternal life. Why don't you come now? And the Bible says if you do that, confess and believe and turn and repent, thou shalt be saved. Once and for all. One salvation, one cross, one resurrection. And that, my friends, is as simple as ABC. Ask him to come in. Jesus, whoever's listening, let by faith they accept this salvation through your son Jesus Christ.